Hello, hello, hello. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Were you asking me?
I was actually asking a rhetorical question to see whether anyone answered. Anna's thrown her glasses on the floor. She was half asleep and I think I woke her up.
I literally was like, where am I? Oh, you're working, Anna. That's what you're doing. I'm great.
Right. This idea about getting the support you deserve. Well, support is such a big subject in Slimmer World because this is more than a plan of what you should eat and when you should eat. This is about finding a personalised, flexible lifestyle, I suppose, that really works for you. And often the best kind of part of support and motivation can be from seeing and speaking with others or hearing from who have been in our shoes and are a few further steps along the journey. That, for me, really made this idea, this dream I had of finding a way to live a healthy, happy lifestyle actually tangible. Like, seemed like it was achievable. Do you know what I mean?
It turned a want and a hope into a reality for me. It was that knowing I wasn't alone, because we've talked about this massively. We'd felt so alone in previous weight loss journeys that getting that support on those weeks when it was really tough, but also being the support to people when they were finding it tough is a process that I don't think you experience much in life unless you're in a group like Slimming World where you can, or an online member where you can see actually people who are 10 steps ahead of you, but equally people are coming up behind you and need that knowledge and understanding that you've got. So I don't think without my group I would be here today. Like, I wouldn't be the slim person I am now if I hadn't have got that knowledge, that understanding and that care, because that's what I really needed.
That is so true, isn't it? And, you know, we're rolling with the Challenge 100 campaign at the moment within Slimmer World groups and also the online community. Challenge 100 is about making sure that we come back to 100%, as much as we can anyway, food optimize over the next few weeks. Well, and I guess for the period of our journey, really.
Yes.
But one of the things we really wanted to look around as part of Challenge 100 was around motivation and things to think about that. And later on, we're going to finish this episode by hearing from some of you, some of our listeners, who are maybe a few further long steps ahead. Long steps? Long strides? I'm not quite sure. You're further along in the journey and you wish to offer some words of advice or tips. Maybe you need to hear that. Maybe you need to hear from a variety of voices and people just to kind of give you that burst and that motivation to keep going. Because this phrase, inspire and motivate, you know, I always think motivation is a bit of a weird one, Anna, because I feel like motivation and willpower kind of wane sometimes, but it's how you keep going when they kind of lull or lack.
Motivation is something that we know has its peaks and troughs, doesn't it? And sometimes we're highly motivated and other times that motivation dwindles. What I always think is there and we need to activate it is choice power, because I don't truly believe that willpower is something that exists, because I don't have any willpower, but I have the ability to choose, and I have the ability to choose to food optimize. I have the ability to make better choices, but I need to get support when my motivation wanes. So I need to tap into the support systems I've got, like group, like the online, real help on the website and the app, the podcast being a motivator as well, but utilizing those things that maybe I haven't done previously, because weight loss is not a linear process. It is something that is so up and down and takes so many curves that we need to know that we've established habits that are sustainable when motivation dwindles, so that they carry us along until we get the motivation back.
Yeah, that's kind of key, isn't it? I mean,
I stood on your shoe there.
Lovely shoe it is as well.
Thank you.
You've opened your pack actually to page 131.
I have.
Is it a plane?
Is it a train?
Is it a bird?
Is it an automobile?
It's a plane.
Okay.
Get ready to love the new you. Why did you pick this particular page in the pack?
Because these are habits that are so important at being in place to help us stay motivated, but also helping us to lose weight and keep it off. I thought it was such a great kind of statement to think about. Get ready to love the new you, because so many of us come with such negative emotion around our weight loss or the weight we started at, that this is about celebrating the habits that we've changed, the amazing achievements we've made, but also grounding us in am I doing the things that is really going to keep my weight loss happening or maintain my weight loss? So it's a kind of great little snapshot into thinking, are these things I'm doing, but also are they things that I could maybe work on if I need to ramp it up a little?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I looked at this, right, and I did a bit of a 1 to 10. Ooh. On these boxes, and thought, that. Where am I at on the scale of 10 being absolutely nailed it, yeah. bed in, don't even have to think, this is such an easy habit,
yeah.
versus 1, never actually really contemplated this.
Okay, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of thought, where am I at? And then I looked at which one had like the lowest score, and I thought, let's spend the next few weeks building on this habit. What yeah. is it that I need to learn, do, change in order for this like behavior to feel a little bit more comfortable? Do Definitely. You know what I mean?
And it's that self-evaluation of celebrating the things that you think are going brilliantly, but where needs a tweak. Where I've often struggled is being like, right, I've decided to do it, therefore it should be happening. There's no gray area. Life is the gray area in the middle. Because in an ideal world, I would just be able to think myself into these new habits. It would come so easy. But there is everything that life throws and all the entangled emotion we have around food. So this can really help you to celebrate, but also then get a starting point to change and move on.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because one of the biggest things that I struggled at when it came to, I think, like making this be like a long-term thing and making things kind of bed in and stick, was accepting that I'm not a machine.
Yes.
Like I expected myself to be very rigid and yeah. fixed, and the corset was tight. I remember you used that phrase of like, how can we loosen this corset? And that idea about maybe things are a little bit more like waves,
yes.
rather than straight lines.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest changes I've watched you make, is perfectionist Claire, who walked through my doors, felt like it had to be exactly on, otherwise you were failing, and accepting that actually there is room for ups and downs, but it's understanding when there is a bit of a down, how you have control to change that and take that choice and that power back. That's what really helps me.
I'll tell you something that I am working at in this list at the moment, this being active in everyday life. In the winter months, I really just fell off a cliff. Like, I just wasn't really wanting to get out and do anything. But I found now, in February, I really thought, no, this, I need to tighten this up now. And so at the end of January, I began my bronze activity award Brilliant. Again. I just went back to the beginning and Love thought, that. Let's just come back to basics and just build it up slowly again and give myself grace, rather than expecting me to go straight back into like, right, go to the gym, going to go do yoga 5 times a week. And it just wasn't realistic. So for me, actually, where I'm at in terms of maintaining my weight as a target member, and I've lost this 5 stone and I want to keep it off.
Exactly.
I know that being active in everyday life is essential in helping me maintain my weight, but it was something that maybe I'd lost sight of. 100%. So that is just something that I've really been focusing on Challenge 100. Coming back to that.
And it makes you feel so much better. Like this says, not because I think I have to, but something you enjoy. Remember, this is meant to be a joyous experience. We forget that, don't we? But what I look at when I look at things like this is really quick wins. So, you know, thinking about, have my SWIPs come in at, you know, 100 miles an hour, and there's something that I need to look at. How can I get back that balance of food optimizing 100% with free food? Like I often say, free food's your friend. Filling up and enjoying that abundance of rich free food, you know, 80% of what you're going to take in each day is going to keep you full, going to keep you satisfied physically, but also psychologically. Like, being hungry on a weight loss journey is a road to nowhere. So again, it's thinking about, how can I carve this out to work well for me? What does it look like in my week? What do I need to do to prioritize myself, to prioritize free food, or whatever it is that you spot that maybe needs to be taken up a notch? But also reframe it in your mind. What am I going to get out of this? Because, you know, sometimes you can get stuck in the fact of, oh gosh, I've got to have my baked potato and my salad and my salmon or whatever it is. But actually, what are you getting out of eating a really beautiful, nutrient-dense, food-optimized meal? You're going to be satisfied. You're going to absolutely help your blood sugar stay stable, but you're going to lose weight and you're going to get more energy. So again, thinking about, if you're lacking motivation, what's in it for me? That subconscious has to know they're getting something greater than the pull of eat the chocolate, eat the cake, drink the wine, don't move. So we've got to really help our own mind by offering, selling food optimizing to our subconscious is what I always think.
Yeah, the other thing I think there, just listening to you explain that, is I think we're really bad at capturing where we've got to so far.
Yes.
We're always thinking about what's next, what's next, now what, now what. And actually, I think this could also be a period of like, okay, so where have we got? How many people do I give out certificates and stickers when I'm the way person in my group?
Yeah.
And I see them put them in their pack, and the next week they're still in there and they haven't put them on. Get that certificate and stick it on your fridge. Get that sticker and stick it on your book, or stick it somewhere else. Like, you know, really capture and notice this progress that you're making. I mean, something like a bronze activity award, that's 4 weeks of commitment, right? Four weeks of consistency. Is that something that maybe that you could look at doing? And that's another potential certificate or sticker for you to get in.
But
I think that idea about looking at where you are now compared to where you started is still really helpful, because I think that can also inspire you and motivate you to keep going.
Yeah.
Sometimes the advice can just be, just carry on,
you
know?
And it's understanding that this is something, life is not a straight line. There are the dips, the peaks and the troughs.
Life is a roller coaster. Just got to ride it.
Let's not talk about Ronan Keating. Claire keeps singing it to me, but we love it.
Other versions are available.
But again, I always go back to that term that Margaret came up with, being fascinated so that you can forward plan. If you know, I don't know, you find a dip after 3 weeks in your food optimizing journey because actually you were too strict in those 3 weeks. That's about learning and thinking about how you may need to reframe your food optimizing. It's about understanding that your motivation waned because you put too much pressure on yourself. You were seeking 6 stone off in 10 minutes and that's not humanly possible. Understanding your behavior so that you can tailor your plan and your motivation and the tools that you need to get access to your lifestyle, I think, is really key. Because where we often go wrong is we think, right, Sandra down the road is doing X, Y, and Z, therefore I need to do that to make it work. Remember, food optimizing and Slimming World is a big umbrella that we can tailor to our own specific needs, and everybody's motivators are very different. So understanding what motivates you, but also understanding what derails you, will allow you the freedom to plan and get strategies that will then allow you to food optimize 100%.
Yeah. And do you know what? I think there's great examples here when you go to group in chatting with people who are at Target to find out how have you navigated through this, especially when they've got the same supermarket and the same restaurants in the same area.
What are they thinking about?
Yeah.
I had two ladies get big awards in group the other week, and we were talking to them about, you know, they'd struggle, what's different? And again, what they spotted, one lovely lady spotted that it was something as simple as actually only having one cup of tea in work that each day, because she knew the tea bought the biscuits, and actually the biscuits were something she needed to change. Then hearing from another lady that was really eloquent about actually it was the booze that needed to change. So getting that knowledge from people who maybe have struggled but are now coming out into the light can be so inspiring, because you go, right, actually she did this and that worked for her. What does that need to look like in my life? It gives you that hope, doesn't it? Really gives you hope. And where there's hope, there's a real ability to go and change and make these things happen.
So when you have a wobble and you feel like you're just a little bit off track, what is the place that you start? The meal, or is it journaling, or is it a walk, or like what for you? I'll share mine in a minute, but what's your place?
Two things. I have a full-length mirror at the top of my stairs, and I often, like, literally just get down into my bra and my knickers and be like, look what you've achieved. Look at your body. Look how strong and what you've done and how much weight you've lost. You're a 45-year-old woman and you're in a much better place. So get down into your knickers and your bra, first one. And then burger and chips. Very, very ridiculous comparing those two. But that's my meal. If I know I'm having a wobble, it's normally that I've tried to get too much broccoli in my intake. And actually, I need a good old Slimming World burger with some homemade slaw and chips. And remember how much I love food optimizing. So reaffirming, actually, Anna, you've been doing this 27 years, look how far you've come, but also eating the food that I love. tells
me. Oh, okay.
I don't then eat the burger and my knickers and bra. I will get dressed.
Yeah. I mean, that you, can, you clarify you that.
Yeah. Just for anybody who's like me, a real visual listener, where they're like now imagining me at the top of my stairs in my knickers and my bra.
I feel like if this was a newspaper article, they would get a cartoonist to draw that scenario.
It's probably a much better look than the reality. Yeah.
What's See, yours? I think one of the things I've come back to recently is I get to group.
Yes.
And just sitting and meeting with my friends and then chatting with them and seeing them do well, it does collectively like inspire everybody.
Yeah.
The other thing I've started doing is, I know I can't get it immediately, but in 4 days' time, I can just get a Slimmer World Kitchen box booked
Love
in.
That.
So quite often, then if I'm feeling really overwhelmed of where to begin, I do begin at Chips. There's no doubt about it. Slimming World Chips. So then I will maybe just, it feels not as hard to plan 3 days meals and then the Slimming World Kitchen. And then I know that's me sorted for a week. So the getting to group, the feeling inspired and seeing other people do well, I think. It reminds you why we do this and you feel connected to, I think, people who understand it, because there's guaranteed to be someone else who's in that room that actually maybe feels the same, but you still turn up anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's just, that's where we go. That's just what we do.
I watch my members, you know, I've got 5 different sessions and you can watch people come in looking a bit despondent, looking a bit fed up. And they always go out with a smile on their face, chatting to their friends, having had a brew, having got some support. And we always talk about the nodding dogs in my group. So, like, you know, when you're nodding, there's that nod in a Slimming World group. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing it now. And actually, what that nod gives everyone is, oh, I get it. That's what I do, or that's what I've done. And that reassurance that you're not alone, you're not ridiculous, you're not stupid, that actually you're a human being. And actually, we do have these wobbles. It's really important.
Yeah. Right, well, with that in mind, why don't we hand over the reins to our listeners?
Love it. We love our listeners. We love hearing, actually, the different people, the different walks of life, the different jobs, the different accents I love. So take it away.
See you in a week's time. We'll be back then. Enjoy listening.
Bye for now.
Hiya, this is Annie Ridgely from Plymouth in Devon. I've lost 13 stone following the food optimising plan with Slimming World. And my advice to anyone new or rejoining would be to stay to group every week. It is really important that you get that support from your consultant and other group members to motivate you and make better choices. Even when the scales perhaps haven't been so kind to you, or you've not had a particularly good week, stay to group, get that support, and again, get that motivation to move forward for a better week.
Hi, I'm Anne Hancock. I'm a Slimming World consultant, Shandy Bookend Group in Milton Keynes. At the start of my journey, I wish I'd have known that walking through the door would change my life in so many ways. From opening my wardrobe and choosing anything I want, to before that just having 5 outfits, I wish I'd have known how easy it was to eat out and stay 100% food optimising and still lose weight. All the friends that I've met along the way, they're a huge part of my life, because my group is like a community, and I wish someone had told me when I got to Target I would have the biggest smile on my face, not quite believing it. And the only regret I would have is, why didn't I come sooner? And lastly, the most important reason of all is I became Slimming World consultant 31 years ago because I walked through the door and I've seen how it changes members' lives. So take that first step and walk through the door. There will be a huge welcome waiting for you.
Hi, good morning. I am Kathy from Harrogate and I attend Kate's Fabulous Tuesday Morning Group. I've been a member since March 2020, a Target member for 5 years. And the advice I would give to anyone struggling, anyone just joined, follow the plan. Read the book, follow the plan to the letter, and it works. If you're struggling, stay for image therapy, because that really helps too. Ask other fellow members for advice. and be kind to yourself. If you have a bad meal or a bad day, don't beat yourself up. Just move on. Tomorrow is a new day. I hope this helps somebody. Have a fabulous day. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, I'm Caroline Williams and I run two of the Slimming World groups in South Wales. This question really had me thinking, and I think the best advice that I could give is to make sure that you stay to group every single week from the word go. Don't underestimate how powerful it is to learn all of those lifelong habits that you really are going to need. For me, I lost a huge amount of weight in a very short space of time. And I thought I was one of those people that were cured, that once I got to that target weight, that was it. It was never going to affect me ever again. But because I got there so quickly, I didn't spend a huge amount of time figuring out how I was going to do this for the rest of my life. So unfortunately, yes, and I'm having to do the experience again, but this time I'm going to be able to use all of those amazing and habits that I'm now learning along the way.
Hi, my name's Jan and I go to Bex Butler's class on a Monday at 5 p.m. at Bingham. If I could give myself any advice at the beginning, knowing what I know now, is to not get upset and not panic when I don't see the results that I think I expect. Because if you stick with the journey, it will come. Stick to the plan, carry on with your journey. The other piece of advice I would always give is plan. Plan everything. Plan your meals, plan your shopping, shop for the meals that you've planned, and write everything down. If you keep a note of everything that you do, it'll come. Also, something that I've found in our groups is that if we buddy up together and chat to someone all the way through the week if you're struggling, that can help as well.
Hi ladies, this is Hazel from Chesterley Street. If I had to give myself one piece of advice, it would be to not wedge my current lifestyle into a Slimming World food diary, but to get on the app, look at all the features, recipes, podcasts, and just embrace the whole thing. This is the third time I've done Slimming World. I think I've been to Target twice, but this time the penny has dropped. Your podcasts are brilliant. I've got so much information and tips from them. Claire, I love all your data. A big shout out to my consultant, Victoria, who is absolutely bonkers and brilliant. She's like my wee Monday morning Mrs. Motivator. And then I have you guys on the podcast. For anybody new or stuck, sort to the oldest episode and get stuck in.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, I'm from Gateshead. My advice would be, trust the process. There's going to be days and weeks where you're on it, you're really on plan and it's brilliant. Equally, there's going to be days and weeks where you're really struggling and it's really hard. Go to group, trust the process, don't give up and you can do it. Good luck.
Hello, my name's Charlotte. I go to Upper Belvedere Slim World Group and my consultant is the amazing Jen. Something I'd tell myself at the beginning of my journey if I hear her back would just be to trust the process. Eat the food that you know you can eat, fill up on all those free foods, speed foods, and just trust it. Also, if a day doesn't go to plan, just start again. Start on the next meal, start on the next day. Don't give up, don't give the week up. You've got this. Well done.
Hi, my name's Rachel, I'm from Plymouth. It's what I did tell myself at the start of my journey. I've now lost 8 stone. It's stop being hard on yourself and remember you're human. It's gonna go wrong, but it's what you do about it afterwards. So take your time. What else are you gonna do? Time will pass, but you can either use that time well or you can use it badly, I suppose. And even half a pound on, don't worry about it. It's what you do overall. And just keep going. Keep loving yourself enough to keep moving forward. And you will get there and you will be so amazed at the results. It's not just weight you lose.
Hello, Hello, it's Jason here. I'm a consultant in Carlton Colville in Suffolk. And if I was to tell myself one thing about walking through the doors of a Slimming World group back then, that I know now, it would be to absolutely embrace it, throw yourself in wholeheartedly and believe, because food optimizing works for everybody. It will absolutely see you soar and achieve your goals. And if there's ever any doubt in your mind, your group, your consultant will support you every step of the way to achieve your dreams. Give it everything you've got.
Hi, my name's Katie. I'm at Cathy Slimming World in Cheddar, Somerset. I've just reached my target after losing 7.5 stone. What I would tell myself is it's not a race. There's going to be bumps in the road, but slow, steady, consistency is the key.
Hi, it's Nikki here. I go to the group run by the lovely Sam at Ruskington near Sleaford, Lincolnshire. Basically, to my former self, I would say just do it. I blamed perimenopause, family conflict, work dramas. There was always a reason not to do it. But my God, I feel so much better. I've lost nearly a stone. I've got another stone to go. And I've gone from feeling frumpy, middle-aged, overweight, achy, tired, to somebody who's full of energy, regularly exercising, and each week I seem to do better. And I wonder how I'll feel in another stone or so's time. So I'm doing this for life. I definitely have emotional issues around eating, so Slimming World, it is for good.
Hi there, I'm Vina, and I go to the 9:30 group in Chinner, Oxfordshire with Claire. I would say, be patient. Understand yourself as a slimmer. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. As somebody with an underactive thyroid, I was always under the impression that I would never be slim. For 24 years, I tried and failed every diet, every concoction under the sun, and failed. And when I joined Slimming World, it was simple. It was eating healthily, living a healthy lifestyle. And yes, weight losses were slow because of my condition, but they did come. Little by little, it kept coming off. And I'm happy to say I've lost over 3.5 stone with Slimming World. And I would never go back, and I would never do anything different.
Hi, it's Kim Street, consultant for Carisbrook Slimming World Group on the Isle of Wight. And you know, if I could go back 27 years and talk to my younger self on that very first day I walked through the doors of Slimming World, I absolutely know exactly what it is that I would tell myself. I'd tell myself that it was going to be okay, that you absolutely can do this. And on this journey, there doesn't need to be any guilt, no drama, and certainly no wagon that you're at risk of falling off of. And why? Simple. Because Slimming World is a lifestyle. It's flexible, it's forgiving, and it's designed for real human beings like me, who sometimes do eat chocolate in the car when no one's looking. And alongside food optimizing and the support of the group, you absolutely can do this. Oh my goodness, I so wish I could go back and tell myself that.
Hi, my name's Nicola Bowden, and I'm a member of Anne Law's Slimming Group in Shiremua on a Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. The thing I would like to have told myself at the beginning of my journey is to focus on the food you can eat rather than the foods you can't. I've just hit my target in exactly 1 year, and I've lost 3 stone. Thank you.
Hi, Claire and Anna. I'm Tracy, and I go to East Finchley with the amazing Susie Cohen. The advice I would tell myself is to find a great group that you can get to and commit to. Don't just weigh and go. Stay to the meeting. It's all about the magic in the room and the support you get. Stick to the plan as much as you can, and you will lose weight. Listen to the weekly podcast. It's like a meeting between the meetings. Plus, there are some amazing ones from the back catalogue. But what I didn't know is that I would find a special Slimming World buddy in Sam, and we have become East Finchley's Slimming World podcast ambassadors. We listen to you guys every week and absolutely love it. Then we report back to the group for those who haven't had time. Thanks so much for everything.